We're in a divine position here at Word of Life. All the years that we've spent together seeking the Word, want to know more about the things of God, there's a pioneering factor out. Pathfinder, pacesetter. Those things are going on right now. Actually, pioneer, I'm going to read a scripture about pioneering tonight. I'm going to have to get you to shift into a deeper dimension of being led by the Spirit. It's not right the way the church been treated, Christian been treated. The world try to put a foot on Christian. And other organizations sort of laugh at us because we let them took our stuff. Y'all didn't answer me. See, y'all got to answer me because I'm seeing things. And I need you to be open and know that you're not where you're supposed to be. And one of the things you don't supposed to be sick. We got to expect for miracles. My son had received sight. I had two sons that had received sights. I've seen three people raised from the dead. Now, one of the things that will help to clarify the situation is you have to know you have more responsibility than coming and just getting fed. Huh? Once you get fed, you need to be led. Need to have something to do, right? There's a lot of people hurting because the church hurting. Church members don't know what to do. And so in these areas we're teaching in now, an apostle, I'm going to read a translation. An apostle is a pioneer. So he's constantly walking in what is called somewhat virgin territory. New babies in the spirit are being born. And you happen to be a member of this church. You happen to, all over the world, you got people lined up, all the world partners. Don't take these services for granted. I wish all my members would understand that. I wish you'd understand that I'm not a television program. If you're able to get here, you need to come on and be here. Expect some great things. Father, we thank you. We prayed. We've sung. We want to make the atmosphere right for the Holy Spirit. We're thankful for what you're showing us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Open your Bible to 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 10. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. Verse 10. But by the grace of God, underline grace there. But by the grace of God, I am that I am. So if the grace of God is not present properly with understanding, my I am-ness is dilated. And you see, I'm a Christian. I got baptized with water. No, he says, but by the grace of God, I am. You see it?
Yes, sir.
What I am. In other words, Without the grace of God, I'm not, I am.
Right?
You with me? And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. And I'm saying, for a lack of understanding, a lot of grace have gone to waste. We're going to, if you take a note, we're going to recollect our grace by having understanding, by having wisdom. And then when we recollect our grace, all that faith you've been training in will work better. Faith been trying to do it, but your faith been hollering help. What? Help. Your faith hollering help. Your faith said, I can't do this by myself. I need the revelation, the manifestation, and the demonstrations of grace to do what you asked me to do. And we go over and over with scriptures challenging our faith, but our faith is challenging us to operate in grace. Other words, favor. Other words, it's already mine. We have no business being sick as we are. The church, sick, 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 and broke, broke, broke. There's no reason. And we, there's a remnant God want to step out.
Yes, sir.
See, I see you don't want to go. It's so much God has done for us. But he can't manifest it unless we know how to claim it right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So many more people be saved if we all be in our position.
Yes, sir.
All right. He said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all. Now watch what he says. Apostle Paul. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me.
Yes,
now the Bible I burned, the translation I burned, Lord put two more on my desk. And I see why. So I'm going to read out the burnt Bible tonight. In 1 Corinthians 15:10, the same verse, while my own doing completely disqualified me. A lot of us got disqualified just now by my own doing. See, when you go in prayer, when you go in faith, when you go into decreeing, you go in grace streets that is already done. You got to have a street to walk on. You understand?
Yes.
No, you say, can I take scripture? No, you can't take scripture without grace. Grace has to be present. Grace means that through the cross, it's already done.
Yes.
Already paid for. Already sealed. Already signed. Already delivered. Already sealed. Already signed. Already delivered. That's what grace is saying. So you can't wonder whether you're going to get it or not because you already got it. So what you're doing is claiming what is already, talk to me. So when you don't understand grace, what you're going to be doing is working by the law. And you're going to try to take the scriptures and make God do something you already done. Satan don't want you to know that. When you find out you already healed, you already out of debt, you're already blessed in every way. But you're not going to find it out in a denominational church. Because what you be in a denominated church, which you become a pew member, a seat member. You know, God ain't got no seat member.
No.
You got a ministry.
Yes.
There's a certain amount of people you need to get saved.
Yes, sir.
That's a certain amount of people you need to get healed, not the pastor. You need to get them healed. That's a certain amount of people you need to lay hand on. You got that ability to raise a point from the dead.
Yes,
what?
Yes.
I ain't reading this scripture in this Boynt translation. Sam verse 15:10 says, while my own doing completely disqualified me. While my own doing completely disqualified me. Could it be we've been using scriptures in our own doing? And not depending on God has done this for me, and I come to get what is rightfully mine. Come on now. God has already done this for me. Every good thing, every good gift is already yours. Satan wants you to fight for it because he already have lost it. Did you understand that language? See, he know he's lost. But he don't want you to come to the revelation that you already have it. Let me finish reading it, and then I'm going to give you what we're going to talk about. While my own doing completely disqualified me, his doing now defines me. I'm not disqualified, but I'm defined. So tonight I'm moving. Every disqualified thing in my life, I'm about to put grace on it and define who I am. Did you hear that clearly? I am, listen to this now, I am because he is. That's what the scriptures mean. His grace was not waste on me. Are we talking about waste grace? You say waste grace. It's out of my life. Right here.
Right now.
I'm not wasting no more grace. His grace was not waste on me. Instead, I'm inspired to labor beyond the point of exhaustion. More than anything I ever did under the law of performance. The law of performance. So the church somewhat, you and I love God, but a lot as a matter of fact, we've been doing a lot of performance. I know we're going to get them on two amen on that, but that's all right.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get you to see apostolically you're being called out.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to be an example in the body of Christ of how this thing should flow. He said, more than anything else, anything I ever did under the law of performance, whatever it is that I accomplish now, has grace written all over it. I take no credit for it. Have grace written all over it. I take no credit for it. Once you start giving grace credit, you're giving God credit. You are out of the way and heaven can flow like it want to flow. Bragging on God. So I want to talk about, teach a while tonight on grace, the master key of the supernatural lifestyle. The master key is the key been missing of the supernatural lifestyle. I want to give you some points from that. God empowering grace is poured out on me. God's empowering grace is poured out on me. Everything already paid for. Everything already done. Listen, I want you to be a doer of this now. Yielding to God's empowering grace in every situation. How many situations you got right now? And you got a lot of them coming. Know how to yielding to God's empowering grace in every situation. Lord, I yield to your grace. That means you're yielding to the cross, you're yielding to the blood, you're yielding to the grave, you're yielding to the resurrection, you're yielding to the ascension, you're yielding to the seated position because it's all done. You're yielding to the sending of the Holy Spirit. You're yielding to the fact that you know this world is not your home. You're just passing through here. Now grasp this. Faith is the strength of all grace. And love is the fuel of grace. Faith is the strength of all grace, and love is the fuel of grace. Now, here come your answer. Whatever online or sitting here tonight, whatever the dilemma may be, here come your answer. Whatever you've been praying about, here come the answer.
Thank you, Lord.
And the answer of grace, it is already yours. That's your answer right there. That's your answer. And the answer of grace is that it's already yours.
Glory. Glory to God.
See it? Now you can't let fact, fear, or feeling block your revelation. Keep your faith out there.
Yes, sir.
You hear me, daughter?
Yes, sir.
He gonna see. Completely. Keep. Yes, I'm not talking about the doctor report. I'm talking about any moment.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost can sweep through you any moment. But I heard you have to have something called expectation. And see, doubt try to come and tell you it can't be worked out. But you're not functioning on that level. The answer of grace is already yours. So grace is the blueprint of the supernatural life. You were designed by God to live in supernatural grace. Every person on the side of my boy, you who, and I know all y'all are Christian, you're designed by God to live by supernatural grace.
Yes, sir.
Not performance.
Yes,
sir. Not how many scriptures you know. Not how many scriptures you're quoting. Well, we've been doing that.
Yes, sir.
It's time for manifestation.
Yes, it's time for manifestation.
It's time for demonstration.
It's time for demonstration.
You follow me? This is what the Holy Ghost said about grace. He called it sealed grace. Signed with blood grace. Secured grace. And then he says supernatural grace. Now listen at this next statement from the Holy Ghost. Be open to grace, and something will get a hold to you in every situation.
Yes, sir.
So now what I'm hearing in the spirit now, you about to have some new moments. New moments is upon your life tonight. New experiences. New contact with God. New insight. New lifting. New words going to come out of your mouth. Because that power is going to start flowing through you. That grace power. That everything's already paid for. Jesus paid for it all. It's a done deal. So you're going to be operating in resurrecting grace. Now you're beyond church membership here now. You understand? And you're beyond trying to get to heaven. Stop trying to get to heaven. Let heaven flow down here. Heaven's going to take care of itself. Just go and live your life. Live the life and let the Holy Spirit lead you under grace. Be open to grace and something will get a hold to you in every situation. And what, when you're going to get a hold to you, here's what's happening. Revealing the benefits of the cross. Reminding Satan that he's defeated. Revealing in all your scenarios, in all your challenges, now you should pause and let the benefit of the cross be revealed and reminding Satan that he is defeated. Yes. You can't defeat me because you defeated. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Brace yourself. Grace is the benefit of the blood.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Oh, hallelujah. I say, oh, hallelujah. Grace is the benefit of the blood. In other words, everything the blood paid for,
yes, sir.
Grace got your name on it. Now remember now, facts, what I said, facts, fear, and what else?
Feeling.
Don't let them rob you. That's what's been happening to the body of Christ, because Satan come up with some kind of fear, some kind of facts, and telling you nobody never been through this. Well, there will be a first time. I'm going through it.
That's right.
I'm gonna get it.
That's right. Amen.
The muscle of grace is ready to lift us higher in the supernatural plans of God. Grace has muscle. Grace has spiritual, supernatural muscles that no other strength can stand up to. And I am a packer. And you have to keep reminding yourself, because see what's going to happen. Your soul and your senses are going to try to be in opposition to your spirit. Your spirit must yield to the Holy Spirit and put your soul and your senses in subjection. Senses, I'm talking about your body. Soul, I'm talking about your mind, your emotion, your imagination. That's why he told us in 2 Corinthians, put it down, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 6. Weapon of our warfare, not a corner, but mighty through God, that are putting out a stronghold, casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And that's why we're told to never leave home undressed. Put on the whole armor of God. Always put that armor on in the morning. When I get up, I put it on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Thank you, Father.
shield of faith.
Yes, sir.
Quench all the fire of doubt.
Yes, sir.
Fire of doubt. Doubt. Doubt.
Yes.
When your faith connects properly with grace, get ready for glory to manifest. All right, Romans chapter 4. Turn to Romans chapter 4. I'm going to give you a principle. We'll talk about it in a few minutes, see what the Holy Spirit wants to say about it. Romans chapter 4. Yeah, hallelujah, right.
Hallelujah.
Here we're going to set up a principle that won't work. We'll have this scripture to back us up. You put this down with those verses. Living grace will take you over if you yield to this given higher life of grace and faith properly. Living grace will take you over if you yield to this given higher life of grace and faith properly. It's a higher life. And the church had not known much about it. You and I, many of y'all have been in church 30, 40, 50 years with me. And you don't know a whole lot about what I'm saying. You act like you know what you're saying. But I know because I've been 50 years preaching. And a lot of things hitting me new. I said, oh, God, I should have been using this years ago. So don't feel bad. It's up here, too. We're pioneering, you know.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all have been dealing with something that one time or another went by your feeling? Hallelujah. Lord, I got an honest church here. Hallelujah. How many of y'all ever wonder, say, why my faith not working?
Yes.
You know now?
Yes.
Why it not working?
Didn't have grace
connected to it. That's it. See, Jesus said, it is finished.
Yes.
Now, when something finished, it means it's complete, you know.
Yes.
You're still trying to build a house, and the house already built. You're still trying to get the car in the backyard because they've been there so long. Car to move itself. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal.
Everything that you need, everything you desire, everything you want is a done deal. What? What?
Yeah.
Everything you need, everything you desire, everything you want is a done deal. It's already paid for. Hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise.
That's right.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Ah, oh, that's a good apostle.
Woo. You understand?
Yes, sir.
We cannot take this as going to church. We have to recognize that we have made fresh contact with God. And then my life not going to be the same after tonight.
Yeah.
I'm hearing some things. My spirit hearing some things. I'm hearing some things that is changing me. I know why that project ain't working. There in Romans 4:13, for the promise that should be to the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Now the righteousness of faith works alongside with grace. It don't work with the law. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect, because the law worketh wrath, for where the law is, there is no transgression. Now notice verse 16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by
grace.
Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of it all. Then Abraham, he was able to walk through this thing. And he says, he staggered not. The 20th verse says, he staggered not at the promise of God to unbelievers, strong in faith, giving glory to God, fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Let me see something here. That's Ephesians. I want to see something here. Y'all getting it? What's the subject? Anybody getting some insight on how to work with something you're dealing with? See, that's when it becomes important that you're really getting it. You're not just putting it down in notes. First of all, you're planning on using the notes.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Because the little tricks that be pulled on you, I know over the years, little tricks that be pulled on you, and you say for instance, you got a pain in your body. You say, oh, no, pain, you can't stay here. You got to go. It don't leave. Did you hear what I said, Payne? I have authority over you. Leave my body.
Yes, sir.
Same way with thoughts.
Yes, sir.
You lying thoughts, get out of my mind. I ain't dying now. My goodness. My goodness. We read 1 Corinthians 15:10, right? Let me give you a principle to go with that. Listen to the scriptures as the voice of grace and faith come together to rule your life. Listen, and I'll tell you what happened. I'm not much of a typer, but I type on my, you got a dollar sign in there in my notes. I just left it there. A dollar sign. What all the miss hitting the thing, why would it be a dollar? Why would it be a money sign? Here's what is in you. It's in you. Listen to the scriptures as the voice of grace and faith come together to rule your life. Yes. Now, in that first prayer in Ephesians chapter 1, you can turn to Ephesians chapter 1, the Holy Spirit revealed it to me. That's a grace prayer. The Apostle Paul, throughout the book of Ephesians, was teaching them about grace. He said God had special anointed him with a grace, and he was doing some pioneering teaching. And It's time to walk in your full grace space, giving glory to God. Paul now prays about the spirit of wisdom and revelation that operate in the power of grace. Here in Ephesians 1:15. Now the third verse have brought of the first chapter. Look at the third verse of the first chapter. And I taught you from Luke 15. Y'all keep up with me. Ephesians, the first chapter, third verse, tell you that it's all, he blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places through Christ Jesus. Let's talk about grace.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, in Luke 15, which we the Lord is showing and revealing to us where is grace? The young prodigal son?
Yes.
Y'all heard that story about the prodigal son?
Yes,
and he went out and wasted? Then he came to himself and came home, and the grace was restored to him. But as the older son, who was ignorant of grace, he was there in the house where all the stuff was. He can have anything he want. He didn't know it. That's where the church at.
Yeah.
I've been praying in tongues for hours. And still act like regular people. But now you've turned that now.
Yeah.
You've entered into that door tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know you got a grace anointing on you.
Yes, sir.
Any good thing might happen any moment. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said any good thing may happen any moment. Then I'm going to make it happen.
I'm
going to let it happen. Because I know it already has happened.
It's already mine.
The son at home didn't recognize. We need to read that. Because I want to he at home. He all fussing, all mad. And his father said, boy, you better get out of my face. You could have anything you want. You could have had a party every night. Didn't know it. Now listen to this, but that's a charge against us. Now, you're going to be held responsible for these teachings. Hey boy. Let's see. In the 25th verse, you have a person in a house of grace and don't know it. Ooh. The church is in a house of grace and don't know it. Already paid for.
Already
done.
Already
given.
Satan
don't want you to know that. That's why we told that girl about. Can you eat off that tree? He's trying to tell you. He's trying to keep you from knowing what he knows. No, it wasn't. She had to have some act of obedience. If you're willing and obedient, you sure eat the good of the land. You got to have something to answer to. Jesus Christ. Look what he said. This is a young son. We got him back in place of grace. See the 25th verse now. His brother done come home, the grace waster.
Yeah.
Come home and got restored. Probably repented. Probably doing what we're doing tonight. Lord, we're going to handle it better next time.
Yes.
And boy, he learned a lesson while he's out there.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm just getting it right now. I believe he learned how to function in grace from that day forward. He wasn't leaving the Father no more. I ain't going back out there no more. That is plumb stupid. And it'd be worse to be a stupid Christian. Going out there looking for some other kind of way to do it besides let God do it in your life. Yeah. Now his elder son, verse 25, was in the field, and as he came to draw near to the house, he heard music and dancing. That's what your life will hear. Music and dancing. Hallelujah. I hear it right now. God almighty, hallelujah. Gotta get us out of this barnyard, this graveyard, hospital. He heard music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked, what these things meant? He said to him, thy brother is come, and thy father killed a fatted calf, because he received him safe and sound. And he was, look at verse 28. And he was angry and would not go in. God Almighty. Would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, Lord, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never givest me a kid that I might make merry with my friend. But as soon as this son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fattest calf. You know this is a great repentance. That younger son had repented about wasting grace. Whoop! Now I tell you right now, tonight I'm gonna repent for wasting grace. I would ask you to do the same thing. Every time you doubted and thought you wasn't going to make it. Verse 30 said, but as soon as this thy son come, which have devoured thy living with harlots, thou care for him the fattest calf. Now look at verse 31. Hear it clear. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Can you see that?
Yes,
he's saying the same thing to you and I tonight.
Yes.
So anything you see in here belong to you. I don't care what the devil say. I don't care what the world say. I don't care what the organization say. I don't care what the denomination say. It belongs to you. But it got to become personal. It got to be personal. If it's not personal, you're going to be dragged off with the crowd. All right? What happens to a Christian that do not understand the power and flow of grace? Same thing as dumb boy here. The two ways to waste grace, carelessness and ignorance. Luke 15:17 and then 29-31. I just took you through that. While I was meditating and praying on this, I'll just give you the scriptures. Grace causes the fruit to grow and the gifts to flow. Grace causes the fruit to grow and the gifts to flow. That's Galatians 5:22, 1 Corinthians 12:1-10. Because it's not just about gifts. It's gifts, administration, and operation in 1 Corinthians 12. You still here?
Yes, sir.
We shall overcome is the ignorance of grace covered by this world system. We shall overcome. We shall overcome is the ignorance of grace covered by this world system. How you you're going to overcome, and you already have overcame. But it's man idea, it's man structure, and we look up to men too much by not hearing the voice of God. I ain't trying to overcome. I'm an overcomer. Whatever. What is 1 John 5:4? Look at it. 1 John 5:4. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world. Let me say this in close. Yeah, 1 John 5:4-15. We shall overcome is the ignorance of grace covered by this world system. There's a supernatural lifestyle we have not been living because we have added or attached to grace. Unbelief must be moved from grace and faith. They have already won. I want you to get that one. Unbelief must be removed from grace and faith because we already has won. I close with this statement. You are designed by God to live in the victory of grace from the cross. You are designed by God to live in the victory of grace from the cross. You the man tonight? Praise God.